Brenda Goodman's paintings are intense. She's a born and raised Detroit artist and was part of the Cass Corridor art movement in the 1970s. These days, she lives in upstate New York. Some of Goodman's most powerful paintings are self-portraits, where ghoulish, freaky figures stuff their mouths with food. She painted them at a time when she was really struggling with her weight. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. I do stories about the arts. I got to talk with her. And when I did, I said, Brenda, these self-portraits, they are gripping. I mean, they don't even look like people.
No, they're monstrous. I had no intention of trying to make them actually look like me. I wanted them to feel like me. And so there's a big difference between looking like me and feeling like me. That's how I felt. I felt sort of monstrous like that. Ugly like that, angry like that, repulsed by like that, and that's all sort of communicated in those paintings.
Well, and even to back up, you said you need to paint to survive. How does painting help you survive?
Because it's where I put my feelings, where I work through my feelings. Because it's my way of resolving, you know, whatever is going on in my life. You know, I paint it, and that is a way of, like, working through it. Mind you, I also had 15 or more years of therapy and was on different spiritual paths throughout my life. So I've always been someone who's been, you know, delving into, you know, who I am, and has not been afraid to look at the darker parts of myself. And I think those are the parts that I think a lot of artists are afraid to go to. So a lot of times their work is nice and it's happy and it's pleasant, but and they get a lot of praise for that because it's nice and it's pleasant, or in painting it would be recognizable, but they're afraid to go to the into those places that, you know, might cause them to feel pain or discomfort. And I've gone through that abyss many, many, many times in my life. And I think that's what makes the work full and real, and why when people resonate with it, they resonate with it.
How about, I ask everybody this, why does art matter?
I just think we need it for our souls. I'll give you an example. I did a painting in 1983, I think. I was doing some empty room paintings, and there was one where it was a completely empty room with just a little bit of light coming through it. And a friend of mine at the time was dying with bone cancer. And she bought that painting because she felt that it was such a peaceful place. It helped her come to terms with the fact that she was dying. And I felt at that point that I could, you know, throw my brushes away and never paint again, because that seemed to be like, well, if you can do that for somebody, you've done a lot, don't you think?
That was 72-year-old Michigan-raised artist Brenda Goodman. She says she's finally getting some steady recognition from the art world after years of rejection. She thinks part of the reason is because more and more people are sharing her artwork on social media sites. Just this year, Goodman won a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters.